From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. In Switzerland today, representatives from the U.S. and five other world powers outlined their concerns about Iran's nuclear program in talks with an Iranian delegation. And Americans held the highest-level direct talks with the Iranians in decades. Back in Washington, President Obama gave a cautious assessment.
Today's meeting was a constructive beginning, but it must be followed with constructive action by the Iranian government.
NPR's Eric Westervelt is following events in Geneva. He sent this report.
The urgency of the talks grew following last week's disclosure that Iran is constructing a second uranium enrichment site. After the day-long talks here, the European Union's chief foreign policy official, Javier Solana, said the Iranians today agreed to allow inspectors to see that site within the next few weeks. Solana said the tenor of today's talks was positive and more productive than the last meeting more than a year ago.
The delegation came knowing there was a different setting than in previous meetings. I said, and I repeat, it's the first time this meeting takes place with the United States government fully engaged.
A U.S. official here says Undersecretary of State William Burns met with Saeed Jalili, the top Iranian official attending, in a rare one-on-one talk during a lunch break. It was the highest-level contact between the two countries in nearly three decades. The U.S. official says the two discussed the nuclear issue, human rights, and U.S. citizens detained in Iran. In the end, today was an important meeting about meetings. The six major powers in Iran have agreed to talk again by the end of this month. In Washington, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called it a productive day, but warned against delaying tactics by Iran.
I think we're on it. We've always said we would engage, but we're not talking for the sake of talking. We're not involved in a process just to say that we can check a box on process. We want to see concrete actions and positive results, and I think today's meeting opened the door, but let's see what happens.
U.S. and European diplomats said they reiterated to the Iranians that the freeze-for-freeze offer from July of 2008 is still on the table. That idea is for Iran to freeze its uranium enrichment program in exchange for the suspension of U.N. sanctions. The EU's Solana said the Iranians have not yet responded to the renewed offer. This summer's disputed Iranian election and harsh crackdown on protesters that followed have complicated the Obama administration's diplomatic overtures to the Islamic Republic. Some on the right have criticized the White House for opening channels to an increasingly isolated and, some believe, illegitimate regime.
Saying that you shouldn't engage a regime that has bloody hands. The trouble with that is, of course, that that's a recipe for not dealing with a nuclear issue.
Shamran Chubin is a Geneva-based senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He believes the deep internal rifts in Iran certainly make diplomatic efforts like today's talks more difficult. But Chubin thinks the domestic trouble could also be an asset as President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad appears weakened.
He's not supported at home. The elite are divided, the society is polarized, and at the same time there's international pressure on him because of what he did. There's a lack of trust which has been built up on the nuclear issue, accentuated by its repression and its vicious activities vis-a-vis its own citizenry.
Still, others fear that a domestically weakened Ahmadinejad will be less likely to compromise on the nuclear issue. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Geneva.